When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast.
Want to hear another Diddy video?
And there's a lot of them, aren't there?
Oh my God. There's like just so much material that people are unearthing. And I remember him saying this sort of shit back then. And everybody was just like, ha ha, it's Diddy, you know? Yeah. A resurfaced video from 1999 on this one. Sean Diddy Combs openly bragging about the lavish parties he hosted at the height of his career. In the clip, Combs emphasizes the exclusivity and grandeur of his events, referring them as fantasy worlds. These legendary parties were more than just gatherings for Combs. They were carefully curated experiences meant to leave a lasting impression on every guest. Quote, "When I throw a party, it's not just a party," Combs boasts in the video. "I'm creating a fantasy world where people can lose themselves even if it's just for a night." Combs' parties in the late 90s became stuff of legend, known for the opulence, high-profile guest lists, and unforgettable moments. The events were as much about the celebrities who attended as they were about the atmosphere Combs and his team crafted. His reputation as a host solidified his status not just as in music, but in pop culture at large. The videos resurfacing, of course, it's in all different contexts now. Has reignited public interest in this time period, sparking a lot of conversations about the influence of hip-hop culture in the 90s, early 2000s, fans and commentators alike reflecting on this one. Let's take a look, or a listen rather, to Diddy from 1999.
"Your parties are the hottest ticket around.
They won't even give me a permit for the parties, man. They don't want me to throw the parties no more. But we ain't gonna stop. We gonna keep on having fun, bringing people together from all walks of life. You gonna hear about my parties. They're gonna be shutting them down. They're gonna probably be arresting me, doing all types of crazy things just because we want to have a good time. You know, whenever you bring up a different element into people's environment, things that broaden people's horizons, people get intimidated. There's a lot of people out there that feel intimidated by it. It ain't nothing but break it down, racial barriers, break it down, generation barriers, people from all walks of life. Ron Perlman talking to Jay-Z, Jay-Z talking to, you know what I'm saying? It just goes on and on, you know, it's just like people from all walks of life connecting and getting together. Yeah.
Your parties are the hottest ticket in town, people dying to get into your party. How does that make you feel?"
"I mean, it's cool. You know, it doesn't make me feel any way special. It doesn't make me feel like a bigger person. It just makes me feel like I know how to throw a party."
So there's a little look back at Sean.
Is he the Martha Stewart of throwing parties? I mean, what?
Martha Stewart went to his parties.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of his thing back then. But the thing is, everybody just thought of it as a party. The dark end of this was very dark and nobody really knew much about it, quite honestly. We didn't have social media. There wasn't all the ways to investigate this shit. You know, the internet was fairly new as well. So shit like this, he could get away with, I think, more in that time window on a larger scale just because information did not travel the way it does today.
No, it's a very good point. I think when the story first broke about him and his legendary parties, I remember I'm a huge Schitt's Creek fan. Like, I watch it all the time. I just have it on in the background. I just love it. And even Alexis made a reference to Diddy's white party. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just, it's everywhere in culture. People, anybody who was anybody attended it.
Yeah.
And those who weren't anybody, well, we knew about it.
Yeah.
So they're legendary, and now we know why.
Well, the way the story goes on these things is that it's like pretty much open to the guests and everything, and then even their kids until midnight. And then at midnight, kids have to go, and then whoever wants to stay stays, and then it gets freaky deaky after that. But I remember hearing stories of people who attended those parties and go, and like, what was it like? Like, it was a good party. I left, you know, by whatever time. And they're like, well, why? Because that ain't my scene or something. Like, things like that have been said for years by people who attended those parties, and just, they got out, before the bell struck midnight.
That's frightening. Doesn't that tell you there's something going on there?
Like what? I mean, there's a lot going on there.
You know, if people are like, okay, I'm out.
Oh,
I'm heading out. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, but I'm guessing in the world of Hollywood and entertainment, there's a lot of I don't want to be any part of this that you run across. There's so many dark things in that world. But I don't know. I mean, I think it was probably those who were not involved, I'm going to guess, didn't think it was this dark, didn't think it was to the level that we're understanding it to be.
Yikes, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Makes you wish you had videotaped all those interviews back then on VHS and could pull them up. Luckily, most of them are on YouTube, but new ones are popping up all the time.
Yeah, they are.
It's, he said a lot of stuff. It's kind of funny. It's like R. Kelly, how he incriminated himself in so many interviews as well. And
doesn't it make you wonder though about the time, the things you've said on air, the things that we've said? Is there anything that can come back to haunt us?
Like if something horrible happened and I thought of seeking vengeance on someone for doing something horrible, like killing a family member or something. Yeah, you could pull up all my recordings of saying I would kill that person. So, isn't it true, Mr. Brewski, that you have called for the death of some 472 people over the course of 12 years on the podcast because they were horrible human beings who happened to be in one of those situations right now? Or so, like, yes, I did. But I didn't do this one. I'd like to have, but I didn't. Or did I? Yeah. So, yeah, that's the sort of shit that can pull back up.
And they will.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they will, but it's all about context. But, it'd be very hard for me if something ever happened to my daughter that I would not go to the ends of the earth to find justice for whatever the fuck that would be.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, there you go. That's the latest on Diddy. There'll be another update in 10 minutes.
Right.
Because that's just how the world of Diddy works.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.